Visit us with your salvation and forgive us our sins. Mercy. To see the things you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels, through the prayers of your saints. Remember also our Master, all those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. May His blessings be with us all. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the Prophet and King. May His blessings be with us all. Amen. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute the heads of many countries. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord of glory forever. Amen. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Then he lifted up his eyes toward his disciples and said, Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you, and revile you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. Glory be to God forever.
Amen. Samoet, kota se skietron, kota se pomešek, kota se nekdo.
Thank you.
Pasi. O Master, Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of God the Father, who has broken every bond of our sins through saving and life-giving sufferings, who breathed into the face of the saintly disciples and holy apostles and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostles to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and loose every bond of iniquity. Now also, we ask and entreat your goodness, O Lord of mankind, for your servants, my fathers, my brother, and my weak self, we who are bowing our heads beneath your holy glory. Dispense to us your mercy and loose every bond of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, through anguish of heart, whether in deed or in word or from faint-heartedness, O Master, who knows the weakness of man, as the good one and lover of mankind, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, absolve us, Lord. Lord Jesus, we pray, thank you for our Father working there. And this is somewhat the prayers of the third and sixth hour of this blessed day is offered up unto Christ our King and God, beseeching Him to forgive us our sins from the Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and king. May His blessings be with us on Him.
But the helper of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I've said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Your Holy Spirit, O Lord, whom you have sent forth upon your holy disciples and honorable apostles at the third hour, we ask your good Lord not to take him away from us, but rather to renew him within us. A pure heart create in me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. O Lord, who sent your Holy Spirit upon your holy disciples and honorable apostles at the third hour, do not take him away from us, O Holy One. But we ask you, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Logos, Son of God, to renew him within us, the spirit of uprightness and life-giving, the spirit of prophecy and chastity, the spirit of holiness, justice, and authority. Our Almighty God, the light of our souls, illuminating every person who comes into this world, have mercy upon us. Theotokos, Mother of God, you are the true vine who carries Christ, the fruit of life. We ask you, full of grace, together with the apostles, to intercede for the sake of our salvation. Blessed be the Lord our God, whom we praise every day. He prepares our way, for he is the God of our salvation.
Amen. كما كنت مع تلاميذك أول ما خلص وأعطيتهم السلام على أم أيضا كن معنا ونحن سلام خلصنا رب ونجي نفوسنا كينين كيوهيك يستوسيون استوليون آمين. إذا ما وقعنا في أكل المقدس نحسبك القيام في السماء يا ويت لأنت يا باب السماء افتح لنا باب الرحمة والتحمل
قدوس الله قدوس الله Excelsior through Simone, the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew. May his blessings be with us. Amen.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him, that he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
O Lord, who on the sixth day and at the sixth hour were nailed to the cross, on account of the sin that our father Adam had committed in paradise, wipe out the handwriting of our sins, O Christ our God, and save us. I cried out unto God, and the Lord heard me. O Lord, answer my prayer, and do not dismiss my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. In the evening, in the morning, and at midday, I will plead with the Lord, and He will hear my voice and peacefully save my soul. Jesus Christ, our God, who was nailed to the cross at the sixth hour, you have put away sin by your cross, and through your death you revived man who was dead by sin, whom you created with your own hands. O Lord, put to death our sinful passions by your healing and life-giving passion, and through the nails of your crucifixion, rescue our minds from all foolishness of earthly deeds and desires to the remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to your great compassion. Since we have no favor, excuse, nor justification because of our many sins, O Theotokos, the Mother of God, we plead through you to Him who was born of you, for your intercession is abundant, powerful, and acceptable to our Savior. O pure Mother, do not exclude us sinners from your intercessions with Him who was born of you, for He is merciful and able to save us because He suffered for our sake in order to deliver us. O Lord, let your compassion reach us quickly, for we sincerely humble ourselves. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the sake of your glorious name. O Lord, deliver us and forgive us our sins for the sake of your holy name.
المجد لك يا رب
دوش بدريك ايوك اغيوم نعماتي
نثبت لشخص غير الفاسد يا الصالة الطالبين مكترب خطيانا المسيح الانا لانك مشيتك شرط انتصر الصليب بناك الذي نخلقت من عبر العدو نصرخ اليك ونشكرك لانك ملاذ الكل فرحا يا المخلص لما تيت لتعين العالم يا رب المجد لك
إنين كيائك استوسيون استونيون آمين
أنت يا نمتلئنا ما ولد لها العذراء نعظمك لأن من قبل صليب ابنك نعبة الرحيمة بطل الموت أمواتا كنا فنار نصدق في الحياة الأبدية والنعيم الفردوس الأول من أجل هذا نمجد بشكر غير المسيح لنا
أعزائك ومن نور حضيبنا لها قديس ويتلالنا نفلت المقدسة العائلة وقدس الفوصة مجدك
شهداتك يستقيم سبات الكنيسة عن خطايا بشهد الثالوث القدوس لاهوت واحد ناس قدونا من يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب بارك امين بالحقيقة نؤمن من بإلان واحد الله إله أفضل لكل خالق السماء والأرض ما يرى وما لا يرى نؤمن برب واحد يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد المولود من الآب قبل كل الدهور نور من نور إله حق من إله حق مولود غير مخلوق مساوي له في جور الذي به كان كل شيء هذا الذي من أجلنا نحن البشر ومن أجل خلاصنا نزل من السماء وتجسد من الروح القدس ومن مريم العذراء وتأنس وصلب عنا على عهد بلاس البنطي تألم وقبر وقام بين الأموات في اليوم الثالث كما في الكتب وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمين أبيه وأيضا يأتي بمجدي ليدين الحياة والأموات الذي ليس من كل قضاء نعم نؤمن بالروح القدس الرب
اللهم ارحم خطايانا اعلم سمعنا وارحمنا واغفر لنا خطايانا امين
إليسون كيري إليسون يا رب ورحام
كيري إليسون كيري إليسون ارحمنا يا الله
كيري إليسون كيري إليسون اسمعنا ورحمنا
كيري إليسون كيري إليسون يا رب ورحام
كيري إليسون كيري إليسون رحمنا يا الله
كيري إليسون كيري إليسون اسمعنا ورحمنا
كيري إليسون كيري
كيري إليسون كيري إليسون رحمنا يا الله
كيري إليسون كيري إليسون اسمعنا ورحمنا
كيري إليسون كيري إليسون يا رب ورحام
كيري إليسون كيري إليسون رحمنا يا الله
كيري إليسون كيري إليسون اسمعنا ورحمنا
كيري إليسون كيري إليسون كيري إليسون
كيري إليسون كيري
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, peace and edification to the one only, holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church of God. Amen. Mascuria roba lazina codum una casi, corovino lazina codumatanum, lazina codumat was tatum, atium colum agresse mei.
Salum, an agrajin corovino, mocata, Hallelujah,
Mephis Marot in Jem Notiviot Pipantokrator
Amen.
Mephis Marot in Jepef Monoganis in Chirisos Bechristos Ben Chois
Amen.
Mephis Marot in Jepim Nemaitho Ab in Paraklito Open choice, open naughty, open sotiris, oh, specharistos, Jeffers Kepazine, on a fairway thinner, on a far air, on a shop thinner, of Aftiaso, on a tito tenament in Shareta, oh, no, thigh, in so phone, man in Tior of Opos, in Tefare. We thank you for everything concerning everything and everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
أسرار مقدسة مباركة لمغفرة خطائين يا رب رحم.
Therefore we ask and entreat your goodness all over mankind.
Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people and from this table and from this your holy place. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. The ministers of this day, the higomens, the priests, the deacons, the clergy, and all your people, and my weak self be absolved from the mouth of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 holy disciples, from the mouth of the beholder of God, Saint Mark the Evangelist and Martyr, our Patriarch Saint Severus, our Teacher Dioscorus, Saint Athanasius the Apostolic, Saint Peter the Holy Martyr and High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, the 318 assembled at Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus, and from the mouth of our honored Patriarch and High Priest, Pope Pavishnuda III, and from my own mouth being the least, for blessed and full of glory is your holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever into ages of all ages. Amen.
Oh. redemption of the seven archangels and the heavenly order, O Lord. Grant us the forgiveness of our
sins.
Servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, who was separated unto the gospel of God, a chapter from his epistle to Timothy, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, and at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured! And out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, but evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in these things which you have learned and being assured of, knowing that from whom you have learned them, and from the childhood you have the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge you in the living and the dead, at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with long-suffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, which they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from truth, and turn aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and for the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord is the righteous judge, will give me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all those who have loved his appearing. Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved in this present world, he has departed to Thessalonica, Crescent for Galatia, Titus and Amalia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. And Titius I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I have left with Capernaum, Taurus, when you come, and the books, especially the parchment. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You also must be aware of him, for he is greatly he greatly resisted our words. At my first offense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May not be charged against them, but the Lord stood with me in strength, so that the message might not be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of a lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and persevere me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever, amen. Great Priscilla and Aquila, the house of one Phosorum, Isra stayed in Corinth, but Thomas have left me in Mylsa sick. Do your utmost to come before winter. Evelus greets you, as well as Prudent, Linus, Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with you in spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Grace of God the Father be with you all.
The others who are among you, I exhort, I who am I a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of the glory that does not fade away. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by the Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, established, strengthen, and settle you. To him the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I consider him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Yeah.
الابراكسيس فصل من اعمال ابائنا الرسل الاطهار الحواريين المشمولين بنعمه الروح القدس. بركه صلواتهم وطلباتهم تكون معكم معي ابائي واخوتي امين. ومن ميليتس ارسل الى افسس واستدعى قصوص الكنيسه، فلما جاءوا اليه قال لهم: انتم تعلمون من اول يوم دخلت اسيا كيف كنت معكم كل الزمان اخدم الرب بكل تواضع ودموع كثيره وبتجارب اصابتني بمكائد اليهود، كما وانني لم اخفي شيئا من الفوائد التي الا واخبرتكم وعلمتكم بها جهرا، وفي كل بيت شاهدا لليهود واليونانيين بالتوبه التي لله والايمان الذي بربنا يسوع المسيح. والان ها انا اذهب الى اورشليم مقيدا بالروح، لا اعلم ماذا يصيبني فيها، غير ان الروح القدس يشهد لي في كل مدينه ان وثقا وشدائد تنتظرني، ولكني لست احتسب نفسي سمينة عندي في شيء حتى اتمم سعي والخدمة التي اخذتها من الرب يسوع لاشهد ببشارة نعمة الله. والان ها انا اعلم انكم لا ترون وجهي بعد، انتم جميعا الذي مررت بينهم كارزا بملكوت الله، لذلك اشهدكم اليوم هذا اني بريء من دمكم جميعا، لاني لم اؤخر ان اخبركم بكل مشيئة الله. احترزوا اذا لانفسكم ولجميع الرعية التي اقامكم الروح القدس فيها اساقفة لترعوا كنيسة الرب التي اقتناها بدمه بنفسه، لاني اعلم انه من بعد ذهابي سيدخل بينكم ذئاب خاطفة لا تشفق على الرعية، ومنكم انتم سيقوم رجال يتكلمون باقوال ملتوية ليكتذبوا التلاميذ وراءهم، لذلك اسهروا إذا متذكرين أني 3 سنين ليلا ونهارا لم أفتر عن أن أعلم بدموع كل واحدة. والآن أستودعكم يا إخوتي للرب ولكلمة نعمته القادرة أن تثبتكم وتعطيكم ميراثا مع جميع المقدسين، فضة أو ذهب أو ثوب أحد لم أشتهي، أنتم تعلمون أن حاجاتي وحاجات الذين معي خدمتها هاتان اليدان، في كل شيء أريتكم أنه هكذا ينبغي أن نتعب ونعضد الضعفاء متذكرين كلمات الرب يسوع، لأنه قال: مغبوط هو العطاء أكثر من الأخذ. ولما قال هذا جث على ركبتيه مع جميعهم وصلى، وكان بكاء عظيم مع الجميع، ووقعوا على عنق بولس وقبلوه وهم متوجعين، ولا سيما من الكلمة التي قالها أنهم لم يروا وجهه أيضا، ثم شيعوه إلى السفينة. لم تزل كلمة الرب تنمو وتزداد تعتز وتكثر في هذه البيعة وكل بيعة من الآن والأبد آمين.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The 14th day of the blessed month of Misra, may God begin it for us in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren, amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the commemoration of the great miracle which God performed during the papacy of Saint Theophilus when he was the 23rd Pope of Alexandria. There was in the city of Alexandria a Jewish man whose name was Philoxenus. He was very rich, feared God, and practiced the law of Moses. There was also in the city 2 poor Christian men. One of them blasphemed, saying, "Why do we worship Christ and remain poor, while this Jewish man, Philoxenus, is very rich?" The other man answered him, saying, "The possessions of this world are nothing before God, for if it was, He would not give it to the worshippers of idols, adulterers, thieves, and murderers. The prophets were poor and persecuted, and also the apostles were, and the Lord said, 'The least of these, my brethren.' Satan, the enemy of good, would not permit that man to accept any of the words of his friend. The rebellious friend went to Philoxenus, the Jew, and asked him to accept him as his servant. Philoxenus replied, 'It is not lawful for me to employ anyone unless he believes in my faith. But if you want alms, I can give some to you.' The miserable man replied, 'Take me to your house, and I will adopt your faith, and I will do whatever you command me.' Philoxenus took him to the synagogue, and the chief of the Jews asked him before all the Jewish congregation, saying, 'Is it true that you have denied your Christ and become a Jew like us?' He replied, 'Yes.' And that debased man rejected Christ the Lord before the Jewish congregation. Thus, to poverty in money, he added poverty in faith. Then the chief of the Jews commanded them to make for him a cross of wood. They gave him a reed, on top of which was a sponge full of vinegar and a spear. Then they said to him, 'Spit upon this cross, offer to him this vinegar, and pierce the cross with this spear, and say, I pierce you, O Christ. That man did everything as they commanded him. When he pierced the honorable cross with his sinful hand, blood and water flowed forth and ran down on the ground. Then this apostate dropped dead instantly and dried up like a rock. The man dried up like a rock. Great fear fell upon all those who were present. Many of them believed and cried, saying, "One is the Lord God of the Christians, and we believe in him." Then they took the blood and anointed their faces and eyes with it. Philoxenus took also some of the blood and sprinkled it on his daughter, who was born blind, and she saw straight away. He believed as well as his household and many others of the Jews. Afterwards they informed Pope Theophilus about this incident. He took Abacrulus the first, many of the priests and people, and went to the synagogue of the Jews, where he saw the cross, the blood and water. The Pope took the blood and water, blessed himself, and also blessed the people. He wiped the blood from the floor and laid it in a vessel for blessing. He ordered the wooden cross carried to the church. Afterwards, those present confessed their faith before the Pope, who baptized them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and blessed them. Then they went to their homes, giving thanks to the Lord Christ and glorifying his holy name. Glory be to our God forever. Amen.